I'm curious, just reflecting on the Thai tradition, there are these, you know, there's already sort of some fierce teachers, but in some Buddhist traditions, sort of the don't question the guru mentality seems to get way out of hand. Whereas there seems to be, in Thailand, in the Thai, what the stories we hear, doesn't seem to happen so often.
Well, they just leave. You know, I mean, in the sense there isn't a sense that you need to be, you know, if somebody isn't, you're not required to keep, it's actually that, that's, remember Ajahn Chah sort of saying all the time, sort of like it's actually the duty of the teacher to provide the wherewithal for people to stay, rather than it's not as if stay unquestioned with the teacher. And I think generally in Thai culture, I mean, there's respect is given, but that doesn't mean you stay with them. So that if somebody is not comfortable, then they just leave. And that's there's calm. There's a lot of fluid. The monasteries are fluid. There isn't a in sort of Thai culture, Thai temperament. You don't force people to do things. Sort of force somebody to stay in the faith, or force somebody to follow something for something. It doesn't happen, really.
Lumpa, that reminds me of Ajahn Chah's, one of the stories that one of the monks wants to leave, and in his wisdom and sense of humor, he says, "Why, don't you like me?" And just kind of drawing out the monk and kind of teaching. So.
For whatever it's worth, I know a monk who stayed at Phongpurjia, he had a lot of devotion to him.
Yeah, I think that's good to put it in, because I went to pay respects to him, there are monks who were around him, very, very devoted. He was an accomplished being who had his own way of doing things and his own way of being. If you expected him to be somewhere way else, then you're going to be disappointed. But if you take him for what he is, then he's going to display truth. He's seen.
To Tikajana's question, I don't feel that at all here. You know, that sort of sense of you're not being able to question or something. But there was that question there, like, isn't it bad karma to say something, to be around a group ajahn and say something? And like when I was in Thailand, there was that sort of sense of like there were certain Western teachers where if you questioned anything that they said, their disciples would get really angry at you. And there was also like at that time when Dhamma Buddha was doing the fundraising for the government.
Oh, right.
And some people were critical of that. And there was this really, he's a Krupa Ajahn, and if you say anything bad about it, you're going, bad destiny. So there, and from the Western, younger monks, I heard a lot of that. And maybe you'll hear it from Thomas.
Yeah, sort of is, but again, it's sort of people either drew closer or ran away.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting that question was actually asked, and it was actually kind of asked in a pointy way, like, isn't this correct that if you say something bad about a Krupa Ajahn, Wanchan didn't pick it up. Well, I wouldn't see it that way. But
It's
almost like the person asking the question was wanting to get reconfirmed that is correct. You should never say something bad about it.
Yeah, it would be rare for somebody to be encouraged that kind of blind. I mean, obviously you don't encourage people to go around bad mouth and others, but you don't want to encourage that kind of blind. Bad question.
Seems like Lumpur Jin, with that, I remember reading his biography. It seems like he did get a little bit more refined, because in his biography, I remember, like, I think there was something like he got into an argument with someone that was, it was like someone's boat was coming onto his family's boat, or there was some argument over like boxes of fruits or something like that, like putting boxes of fruits, and he actually like uppercut the guy and knocked him unconscious, like onto the box of fruits. And so,
yes, he was still laying.
He was still laying. Thank you. So the practice did refine him a little bit.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Using some uppercuts to say the
things. More uppercuts, just the posture. Just the posture. Yeah.
Okay, time for break.